not kinds of turtles.
Remember that?
Land turtle and turtle that stays in water.
Yeah, I remember that. Turtle that stays in the water. And turtle that stays up on the hillside.
Okay, and what did you call the turtle that stays in the water?
That's the water turtle.
Okay.
The one that stays up on the hill and around, and call them dry land turtle. They go to the water, but they stay mostly out in the swamp and things.
Yeah. What's a
cooter?
And a
cooter?
Cooter.
Cooter or gopher or tarpon? You had another name for a turtle on land.
Oh, that was that probably would be the gopher, called a gopher.
On land?
Gopher.
Okay. And in the water?
The turtle, water turtle.
Okay. You had another name, sounding like turtle or tartar or something.
Yeah, the tartar and the I forgot, I did know that. The difference between them tartar and the turtle.
Okay, and this is something that you might find in a stream. It's got a hard shell. It's kind of long, and it's got pinchers like this.
Tapping?
No, well, what's that? What's a terrapin?
What's the difference in a tapping and a turtle?
Yeah.
Well, tapping, he got a hard shell and all like a turtle, but he can draw his feet, head, all in his house. You can't, yeah. He don't leave nothing out. You can't see nothing about him. But turtle, he can draw his head in and all, but you still see his meat around the cabin. You can't see anything. You can just pick him up and look at him. He's well housed up.
Okay, and this is something you find in the water. It's not like a turtle. It's sort of long like this. It looks maybe kind of like a lobster or something, but it's got claws like this. Maybe in all it's this long, and it's got claws like this. And if you touch him, he might try to back up, back away from you. But see, the body is long like that. And then up here he's got those. Been along the side.
That's a crawfish.
Okay.
That's a crawfish.
You ever call them anything else?
That wouldn't be what you call a